Geekspective presents Evil Is As Evil Does and the Random Game Systems. For the next few episodes, the evildoers and Josh will be taking a break from Moxfairy and instead will be playing one-offs of a few different games. As usual, there may be strong language that is not suitable for sensitive ears. Now, without further ado, on to the new games.
I go into the shaft area. I go out into the shaft area.
Yeah, there's those metal doors have slid away, and they're open now. Oh. And it's a nice padded little room. Oh, it's nice.
Yeah.
It's got a
nice
room. And you hear music coming from it.
Let's go in there.
Chamber.
It's like Pat Boone meets heavy metal. Weird.
All right.
You guys get into the metal box?
Yeah.
Sure.
There's a series of numbers on the metal
buttons.
Box.
It's like, I foresaw this.
Is the sound button already lit up or anything like that?
Yeah. There's like basically four buttons. But yeah, there's a.
I slide my hand
I
down.
I totally want to peck
your claw or whatever.
The doors close, and you have a sensation of slightly falling, but it's kind of pleasant. And the music is.
Nervous farts.
Sorry. You must get here, man. That's not cool.
Okay, after a few moments, little less than 3 minutes, the doors open again and you're in a different place. You're in what appears to be a large cavernous room. It has high ceilings and everything, there's more of those glass panels up here that look like they're completely, there's like sand sifting down through them. And they're just sort of cracked, but they seem to be holding.
What does this magic, this small room that becomes other rooms?
You have that magic.
Oh, yeah, you totally do.
Yeah, extra planar, man.
I've done this before.
Did I do this?
Now we can't go back for a week.
Damn.
Damn, we're not going to have any plans. Or family.
Right.
I ate them.
So this is not really drawn to scale, but...
They're eggplants.
Just cover up my character sheet with a schematic.
You have a large, roundish room that you're in. I mean, it is, again, it is not to scale compared to the one you were just in. In the center of it are some low walls and some larger panels dividing that into different spaces. Over here, you see an opening. Over here, you see an opening. And then this is the elevator you just came out of, basically. Actually, I'm going to do it the other way because I'm doing it upside down. You guys don't care. There's the elevator that you just came out of. And then down here is what appears to be two sets of metal stairs going down. And then there's like rows of seats made out of strange materials you've never noticed before. There's the big glass panels all above looking out, and there are large glass panels hanging off of the walls, and they are flickering to life, and you see strange scenes on them of like a green grassy hill like you've never seen before. And a spinning hourglass as you're looking at it, but it's a beautiful serene scene, and it makes a sound.
I was like, "What?"
I think we're in an airport.
We just discovered Minesweeper.
Oh my god!
We're gonna be here.
You guys go on. I'm entranced.
Free cell.
You have to beat it in order to do that. Right. I don't understand the concept of solitaire. We don't have time to play games.
That's good enough. So that's what you guys have. There's signs of movement in that center thing. You could swear that you see stuff moving around in there.
Mm-hmm. What?
How high is this ceiling in here?
About 40 feet, maybe.
Oh,
well,
that's
apex.
Big and tall. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is there anything to perch on up there?
Yeah, there's all these weird, I don't know. If you look at it the right way, it might be a horse. I don't know. It's like a wiry horse up there, and like a man holding a spear of some sort over here. It's got these weird blue hues.
But they're not
green.
Real, right?
No, they're like wire. They're like made out of metal. All
right, cool. Yeah. Standard. I'm going to perch on the horse because that man with the spear freaks me out.
Fair enough. There is a big bird over here, too. It's a big wiry bird. It's got its wings all spread out, and it's flying straight.
But I'm sure it's not real.
No, definitely not real.
All right, well then, yeah, I like the
it's
bird. Just,
it's all wiry. It's like a,
I know, but
made
I've,
of.
I've known wiry birds.
Well, that's probably true.
Says the woman who ate her family.
I guess go to the center.
The
butt crack.
Freaking me out, man.
Little walls.
Butt crack.
As you fly up there, you can see the movement over the center a little bit clearer.
Or part.
There's what appear to be a bunch of... in this area here, there's a bunch of tables. Oh. And in the... moving amongst the tables are these mechanical men. They look like metal men. And they're moving back and forth. And then it backs up and goes to the next table and goes...
Mechanical men.
Yeah, there's all these little tables in there.
I go tap with one of them with my fork. Tong, tong, tong.
You tap it with your fork.
Mm. And the Roomba comes to life.
It turns to you.
Oh, shit.
And it has a very pleasant expression. Please wait to be seated. Your table will be ready shortly. Please wait to be seated. Your table will be ready shortly. And it proceeds to continue rubbing this thing on the dusty table.
I look to the eggplant.
What?
You're the most technological. Yeah.
Am I? I whip around my vibro blade. Technology. Technology, did you say? What? So you go over and pee into a metal bucket.
Don't pee into the metal bucket.
When you have to go, you have to go.
What do you want me to do, man?
What is this? Oh, man, I don't even know what happened.
What is this?
That's my dual brain talking again.
Yeah, which has not kicked in nearly enough.
It's just started.
Looks like they're cleaning tables.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this
and
opening.
So you can see back here while you're in there.
Hmm.
There's a back area where there is another robotic creature that doesn't even look.
Is this a robot diner?
It doesn't even look slightly human.
Mm-hmm.
And it's back there with blades and is chopping and. It's executing something back there, you're pretty sure.
Like, straight up kill. Murder.
Yeah, is there something bleeding?
Throw a potato back there so it happens, man.
Yeah.
Makes Julian fries.
I was almost going to say Julian fries. Yeah, it doesn't seem to be functioning very well. And it rolls over to a set of large metal doors and opens it up. And it starts pulling these gloppy, nasty things out.
Yeah.
And expiration date expired. Expiration date expired. Expiration date expired.
Uh-oh.
Okay, it's a restaurant.
I am bacon. I just moved away.
What?
You're not expired. You're fresh.
Exactly.
Fresh to death. You two are next on the menu.
Nope.
Suck that.
Maybe this is some kind of eggplant pigeon bacon dish. That this whole party's gonna die.
Nope. Let's get out of here. There's nothing interests me in here.
Which one are you going for?
I want to go to this door and see. Looking at this entrance is. Can I triple wield things?
Can I triple wield things?
I don't know.
You what?
Triple wield.
Oh, right. Except your two hands are weenie. You only got one hand that's awesome.
I cut a banana and an apple on the other.
I can juggle. I mean.
Oh.
There's what appears to be three tunnels leading that way. Tunnel 1, tunnel 2, tunnel 3.
Gotcha.
1, 2, 3. This wall over here, there is a huge pile of sand that has slid across most of this area.
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of dead ends down here with some doors and stuff down here. This area here, there's more of these seats and counters and some of those big screen things,
mm-hmm.
and more seats all sitting in rows, and some of them just completely buried by sand. The air in here is completely dry, and the lights, especially over here, do not seem to want to come on. Mm-hmm. But it is another big cavernous sort of room with lots of chairs kind of in a triangular pattern around these consoles.
Okay, before we go into here more, do you want to look at what's the other side?
Yeah.
It's basically the exact
same setup.
Same setup, except that there is that wall over here is solid. There's no sand.
Okay.
So it comes down here. And
so I guess maybe
something like that.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Three tunnels.
Yep.
Sorry, I'm making you draw this.
Well, that was the straightest line I could have drawn. reach the limits
it's
of
it. It's been
my
a long time in this place. The walls could be kind of crumbly. So maybe go downstairs? Further downstairs?
Yeah, because we've got six tunnels that we don't know. And then there's doors here, you said?
I'm sorry?
Doors here or windows?
Doors.
Doors. And doors here?
Yes. Okay. There's three of them actually on each side, but
okay.
Two on this side, three on that side.
And what's our okay. deal here? We're trying to just get rich?
Yeah, man. Die trying.
Exactly.
Why do we need to be rich?
Because we're held poor.
Right.
Because we're mutated fuck ups, man. Like, the only way that, if we're rich, then we're just eccentric.
Exactly.
All right, well, I say let's go downstairs, because this... This is too much options.
What's your mental strength? What's your intelligence?
13.
Anybody beat that?
I got 12.
I got 12.
12.
All right, you decide.
Downstairs.
All right.
Somehow.
Although we could have...
I do have a vibrator.
Really, we're primitive enough we could do physical strength to see, like, arm wrestle, see who's the leader.
I have a giant arm.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
It does too fucking count.
It's not.
It's part of me. It's part of who I am.
Wow.
It's not.
Who are you? Pigeon boy.
Woo.
Yeah, arm wrestle. You're what?
Came arm wrestling automatically loses.
Yeah, you lose by default because you don't have arms.
That's racist.
That is racist.
Pick your eyes out.
Should you go over and look down these stairs?
Yes.
Maybe I won't go. Maybe I'll stay
good.
On my horse.
Go down that. I thought you were on the bird.
No, I didn't like the bird.
How do you say you like the bird?
I just said I've known birds like that.
Mm. Oh, yeah, the wiry birds. Yeah.
Don't trust wiry birds.
Wow.
Seriously, man. The future's rough, man.
Right? You have to deal with the eggplants laughing at you. God damn it, more doors!
In a break from evil as evil does, John filled this dungeon with wide open doors with no traps whatsoever.
Not a single trap.
Yeah, that's kind of the weird thing. I was like, oh god, doors.
I can only use my precog one more time.
Well, this is a world that no one really bothered to trap.
It's probably true.
As you head down, as you look down, you see that this is another fairly wide open area. It's not as high as this one. It doesn't have... There's a glass... walls here that you look out into an open space behind these two doors, glass walls, two sliding doors. There are large metallic circles raised about 2 feet off the floor, and on them are various, two or three have what appears to be bags of some sort, maybe a case of some sort, some doors along these walls.
It's pretty cool.
I don't know what that is. What is that?
I open up the case.
You going for a case?
Yeah.
It is a large case with metal sides. It's got a fairly big locking mechanism, you would say, on the side, and some latch things. Mm-hmm. It doesn't look terribly sturdy. It's been sitting here for quite some time.
I put my giant fork in between probably the two elements and try to pry it open.
Yeah. What's your strength?
He's not with a clam before.
Nine.
Yeah, you can with your fork device. Yes, mm-hmm. You could pry it open. There's a musty smell that comes out of it.
Yeah, there's little
compartments in there with stuff in there. It looks like types of clothing. Maybe they're all very dry and brittle. Then there's it's only about this. The box is like this deep, but this is only like this deep into it.
I take off the first layer.
Yeah, there's more layers underneath of it. There's shoes and there's a
oh, I'm gonna put clothes on.
underneath the there's what looks to be a particularly dried out and desiccated looking leather item, but below it is a lightly glowing blue box.
Take the box out.
You take the box out.
Oh. You fill around this with the device.
It. Oh god! Oh god! Oh god!
Don't you know about radiation? Didn't you see that sign over there?
Is this an airport or is this a star?
Yeah, that's a good point. It's some kind of port of transportation, but it's more of like.
Yeah, but it does go up in the sky.
Oh yeah, so it might be a sky elevator.
A sky elevator.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Sky elevators?
Orbital elevators.
Yeah, man. By, like, what, 2050? Japan's supposed to have one, I think.
Nice.
What is it? A chute, like a sky elevator.
A sky elevator, no, or, I don't know what you said, but a sky elevator, such as...
Carry freight into the orbit.
Space. It's so fun crazy, because it's like, oh, yeah, you get this mass up here high enough, such that it's always falling, but not, and then you just get these two weights that... Like
Earth is spinning in such a way that
you can project the other way upwards, and it's just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, science.
Science.
Then you just start building orbital platforms.
Exactly. And right. That's how you can get your pure that's how you can get pure materials then. Hmm. Materials that we can't even fathom right now of like what we can do in our life. Like
thanks, Gamma World, for opening up my eyes.
Space. Least Gamma World can do. Yeah, the box does not appear to be locked. There is a shiny metallic cloth in there.
All right, I pick it up. I guess I can't feel what it feels like.
So no, it looks shiny to you. As you lift it up, it unfolds and it appears to be a. Like it would be like a poncho, maybe.
Okay.
Cloak, maybe. Mm-hmm.
I put it on and go, how do I look?
Like a piece of shit. Down.
So you can't really feel it.
Bacon and tinfoil. Glittery.
I'm going to call you Reynolds.
There is what appears to be a clasp on it that you would... Now, you don't have the sense of touch, though, right?
No, I don't. Good luck in describing whatever's happening.
Yeah, you just gotta feel this little thing and then match it up.
Yes, you're wearing a shiny cloak.
All the senses that
it
takes for
you. It feels very, it doesn't feel very anything to you, but it flows very easily.
Oh, that's good. I'm sure. Yeah.
Fancy! Yeah. Let's all dress up and have a dinner party.
Oh my god.
Here,
those robots.
I take it off and I hear you put it on.
I put it on.
It's, you notice as you put it on that there's some strange weight in the hem.
Oh.
It's got a little bit of, it just feels weird.
Can I go grab the hem and feel
it? Yeah,
it's
got stuff in it. I mean, it's got.
Can I pull the stuff out of it?
Okay.
Oh, no.
I mean, there's sewn into the fabric.
Yeah.
Is something that is heavy along the bottom of the hem.
Just to keep it weighted down.
That's right. To make you badass.
It's a zero gravity cage.
I wish I knew what magnets were.
So you want to fiddle around with it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
there's, you see what little tiny pieces of metallic thread, uh-huh, maybe, like little metal hairs, and they're all going into these little round things, and it's got some green pieces of board in there that they're all plugged into. It's just weird.
It's cool, man. Pac-Man shirt.
Is there anything on this that could, like, as I'm touching this and stuff?
Yeah, there's, on the clasp, you think that might be a button.
Can I push a button? Poop!
Yes.
a button makes poop!
There is a scintillating flash of color as the except for over here, we've dismantled it, and it's just shooting out this green line. Like, it's really, it's on the side of your vision, but it's like this green line.
Uh-huh.
Because it's broken there. But otherwise, it's all colorful and these moving.
Now who's fancy?
These moving colors.
Damn.
And you can hear a very high-pitched whine.
Does it have a hood on it?
Mm-hmm.
Put the hood up.
It's just a hood.
You broke it.
I stand pictures? Very, very still. Just hold it out. I don't know.
You are magic.
You look very impressive, except for the green line.
You broke it.
I broke it. Well, let's look at the other box and look for other ones.
Throw it away, it's worthless.
Wait, no, we found that box of tools, man.
We
got to fix this.
Yeah, I'm not going to spend 5 weeks trying to.
No, screwdriver, man.
We got to donate this to Goodwill.
Is there a soldering iron in there?
I look at another box and find the same thing?
You can look and see what's in them.
Yeah, can I do that?
They're all different shapes and sizes. Some of them appear like they were made out of animal hide and they've sort of fallen apart after all this time. And some of them are made of metal and some of them are made of various plastics that are still more or less. Some of them are fragile, some of them are not. Yeah, there's,
I'm
like,
looking for the same.
All told, there's like 10 of these different bags on these platforms.
I'm looking for the same material. I broke it.
Broke it. Great job.
I actually pulled it apart.
You broke the cloaking.
Yeah, that's why I think it was. That's why I stood up and was like,
too bad you broke it.
Shut up. Don't stop me.
You did say you pulled it apart.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. I'm just checking.
So good, I do.
It's still the coolest thing I've ever seen.
That's
far away.
I mean, honestly, it could be really cool to like scare somebody. Because I'm assuming I shit myself when it turned off.
Holocaust cloak, man.
So I turned it off.
I am the Dwight Pirate of Abba.
Yes. Yes. I'll keep it though.
Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff in these things. Like some of them have like. In addition to the clothing items, which are mostly ruined, some of them have like little things with little tiny tools in them, like little, you know, like little brush maybe things, and some of them have like tubes in them that you can squeeze, and
they smell good.
Some of them do. Some of them smell really bad too. After all this time, well, you grabbed the wrong one. Yeah, there's
probably little jars with like little separated different like,
yeah,
like liquid on top and a solid on bottom.
Absolutely, lots of those.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should keep all this stuff. I mean, we're accumulating wealth and riches.
Right,
look at these adventurers kits.
I want one of the boxes that is not like deteriorated. I'm gonna start shoving treasures
into it. Right, like
there's
metal one, right? Yeah, you can get all kinds of treasures in there.
I mean, fuck, I don't know any different. This is all fantastic shit. I'm sure people would give me all of their children.
One of those jars is worth like a month's worth of food or whatever.
Right,
you know
like two children at least.
What do you do with children?
Don't ask.
I eat them. I eggplant them. Yeah.
I mean, you could probably buy a lot of wives with just this girl stuff. All right, let's go.
Why buy when you can rent, though? You can rent some wives.
Let's go to the sliding doors. Dishes.
You come with me.
Okay, sliding doors.
We go to the sliding doors.
But I'm amassing treasure.
Write down treasure box.
Is there any kind of panel or glowing things?
The doors appear to be jammed shut.
Pump the jam, Greg.
Oh my god, you guys are awful. Pump up the jam, pump it up. I don't know the words either.
I think it's you'll pump it, pump it.
That's push it, push it.
Ain't no radio stations anymore. You can
hear that. Oh, you can hear music throughout this whole place.
Oh. Well, and when you push it, push it. Push it real good. Yo, salt
and
pepper's here.
And we're in the next one. So, through these glass walls, you can see what appears to be a tunnel of some sort. There's lights. It's about 15, 20 feet tall. There's lights along the roof that are flickering on. Mm. And there are, well, this one looks like maybe a wagon of some sort, a fancy old wagon. Mm. It's all rusty and the wheels are metal. And this one looks like a wagon with no wheels. And this one looks like a wagon, but it's kind of buried in, the front end of it's buried in sand. These two tunnels going out either side appear to be completely sand covered.
Piss.
Can we force those doors open? Use your cloak and scare it open.
Yeah. I'd stick my fork in there and try to pry it open.
You can, there's a grinding because it's kind of jammed up with sand after all this time, but it eventually will open. You have to kind of shove it and it kind of drops out of its track. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
I don't know, we're just taking a hammer and just smashing all this.
And then there's yellow lines painted on there.
How do you know it is?
Painted on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know nothing about this.
I go to the metal carriage and try to, there's probably some kind of like door handles, probably like what I've seen rusted throughout our time travels.
Yeah, maybe.
Time travel.
Yes, time travels. Sure. And,
we are on a time travel.
I try to.
There's what looks to be a handle.
Yeah, try to open it up.
It doesn't seem to work.
You know what does work? Vibroplay.
No, God.
No.
True to my bird heritage, I'm going to fly into the glass.
Over and over and over again.
True to my bird heritage.
I'm going to fly as hard as I fucking can. Right through the non-existent wall. And then I'm stunned for a couple of minutes.
We really need to make a movie. There just needs to be a movie of stuff like this.
Sorry,
I would watch it.
None of them open?
Not on this one?
Sure, the next one. Yeah, go to the next one.
Well, yeah, this one here, it's got the handles are kind of flush, and it's got like a little square thing beside it, and it nothing seems to be working.
Yeah.
One over here, that's the one without the wheels. Mm-hmm. It's basically just kind of sitting there. It's a little lower than the other one.
Mm-hmm.
It's got windows. I mean, you can see stuff inside.
Look in.
It's dusty, very dusty, but you scrape the dust away. You can see... it's got, the interior looks fairly nice. I mean, it's nice and comfy in there.
Nice.
Hey, guys, camp.
Yeah, man.
Good camp.
How many people can fit in there? One, two, two?
Well,
probably
two.
Four.
Probably two would four. Be nice because all we have is two people.
You guys can sit outside.
That's right.
You're going to sit animals.
You are animals.
You're going to find a wire somewhere and sit on it with your
We're going to the sand.
Open it.
I open it up.
Yeah, this one opens up. There's a musty smell inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
What's in the glove box?
Oh my god!
As a matter of fact, you do find a panel that looks like it has a knob on it. You pop it open, and there is a small leather packet in there.
Oh my god!
Do you have hands?
Oh, open it up. I got like little claws.
Yeah, sure.
Badger claws.
Just rip everything into pieces.
There is what appears to be, as you are unfolding it, it appears to have paper in it. Although you've probably never really seen paper. It's got like flat leaves in it with pictures printed on them of people. Little people in circles.
And like, flipping it, does it have like weird shapes and stuff?
Yeah, it's got like pyramid on it. Yeah, and it's got a nice picture of a nice building and in the background.
Sure. This is this whole other dungeon. We're just like really
old car. This is fucking fascinating,
this
man.
This is fun too.
Walking into somebody, it's a treasure trove of craziness.
And there's a holographic picture on this side.
Jesus Christ!
It kind of looks three-dimensional as you look at it, and you turn it, and this guy's got a look, he's like...
I started clawing!
Oh my god. That's awesome.
It's about the size of your thumb. It's a little man.
I have an overwhelming desire to shit on these things. Now that I've gotten out through the door.
Oh my god.
That'd be a big shit.
That's a big word.
So, this is basically sand here and sand there.
Mm-hmm. This car is, the front end of it is kind of, this wagon, the front end of it's kind of buried in sand.
Yeah, let's open up that one.
Roll 1d6.
Oh, no. I rolled 4.
You were not surprised.
No one surprises the vehicle.
Huh. As you go to open it up, you walk past the trunk and you... It's kind of like a boxy thing. It almost looks like a little cabin on wheels. Mm. As you walk by, you go to open the door and you notice inside of it is... the windshield is gone.
Oh.
But up under the sand, the windshield's gone, but there's like a tunnel. Oh. And laying down here in the back of it is, it looks to be like a 6-foot-long lizard-like creature that's all curled up asleep in there.
Oh.
A what?
I go backwards away.
The lizard guy?
It is a lizard, yes. The other ones were snake guys. This is a lizard thing.
There's a lizard in the carriage thing.
Probably. I'm not. You guys want me to do it?
Me to do it? I mean.
Oh, yeah, shit.
While he's sleeping, man, yeah, just turn.
Oh my god.
And then eat him out.
Yeah, man, devolve him.
I'm going to try to devolve him while he's asleep.
How often can you do that? Mm. Who cares? It's one off.
Exactly.
You never will see it coming.
I was a 6-foot-tall iguana, man. I took a nap. I woke up. I'm a fucking lizard, man. It's like the Incredible Hulk. I'm going to do it again? Come on.
Damn. 1 second.
It's pretty cool being mutants. I wish I was cooler, but
cool. You could have been a dude.
Wow.
I want to see one of the more modern versions of the game world.
What's your mental strength?
Middle strength is 7.
Oh. Yeah, you have to roll against the other
side. It's like 12 or higher.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. You start devolving.
Devolving. De-evolving?
Yes. I was trying to say de-evolve.
Devolve.
Devolving it? Yes, you start devolving it, and a round goes by as you devolve it. It suddenly it wakes up startled.
Holy shit! With one less arm.
Can't spit acid anymore.
roll for initiative.
Oh, what did I do again?
It's just one person, yeah.
Jeez.
You go first.
He's excited.
It opens its eyes. It sees you. It tries to concentrate for a second. Clearly it can't. It's pissed off. It comes leaping out of the back of the minivan.
Do I need to shank it?
Nah, save it.
I got 15 minutes to use it.
I know, but... I don't know. I assume there's something bigger and better to fight, right?
He could have been clogged in de-evolving it, but someone had to pick it apart.
Yeah. Was that really like a?
I'm
like
pretty sure it was
invisibility thing, sure was or was it just a
cloaking cloak?
Yeah.
Like it was like a Christmas like cloak holiday. Of all kind.
I'm pretty sure it's cloaking cloak.
It sings "We wish you Merry Christmas" and it's like a
what's your armor?
Like Christmas trees and stuff. And
armor class is 6. Everyone says 6.
It's always 6.
I should have known that. Sorry.
Yeah, you're fine. You got a lot of things you're thinking about.
Yeah.
Lizard people.
Ambiguous rules.
Yeah, this would be interesting if it had rules.
It does.
It just has very few. For a 9 or higher. 18.
Hits twice.
Yeah, the lizard thing comes up and reaches out and touches you in the middle of the forehead. With its claw.
That's a problem.
It screams an internal scream inside of your head. Your ears start to bleed. Like, man, I just want...
Can you attract it with your scent?
Oh yeah, if it's a
carnivore,
it should be coming for me instead.
It reaches out in its claw and
damn it,
snags you with it, and all of a sudden you just feel your consciousness fade away.
Oh my god!
You just suddenly you're like, wow, man, I'm floating in space and time.
This is the best trip I've ever had.
And why don't you attack him?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh.
What's your favorite attack?
High lasers.
High lasers.
Oh.
And I figured that was a physical mutation.
Yeah,
so
yeah, that's gonna smell good.
Nine.
Oh my god.
Nine physical strength versus.
What am I? What's
your armor class?
Mine 6.
So a 9.
Duh.
Well, actually, that doesn't. It doesn't even say what you're. It's a physical, right? What is it? What are they? Radiated eyes.
Yeah.
Radiated eyes. I'm watching you. They see your every move.
Yeah, there's. It says nothing about exactly how to attack with those.
Laser eyes.
How many dice do you have? You have what's your constitution?
13.
fair enough. 9 or higher.
Yeah.
Damn it.
He's like, alright.
Alright. See, now you've felt new X.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's fun to attack the party. I mean, like, you kind of don't want to do it, but you kind of do.
Bird Dave, would you like to go next?
Yeah.
To the highest X.
But to succeed, you have to kill your teammates.
Right. I mean, it's a real conflicted feeling. I mean, but the good news is you feel good no matter what happens.
Yeah.
You miss, you feel good, you hit, you feel good. Yeah, I'm gonna shank that dude, man. You know what? I'm just gonna roll something. That looks pretty good.
It's an armor class of 5. You're using a sword, which we decided was an 8.
Class of 3.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Probably.
14
or higher.
Got it. Max damage! In the eye.
He just turns into a red mist.
Okay, you hack into its hide.
The
cone.
Sizzle, feel my pain. I don't... What?
What are you doing?
I am doing pyrokinesis.
To burn him.
Is that mental?
Yes.
Okay.
My mental strength is 12.
Your mental strength is 12. I would think it has a mental strength of 6. although monsters don't have stats, so how you would attack and I have no idea. 9 or higher.
9 on dot.
So what'd you get?
5.
It begins to sizzle.
The time has come.
Bones on the table.
The eggplant said. Vibroblade on! Shank!
You're gonna shank it with a vibroblade.
Yes.
Alright, it has an armor class of 5, and your vibroblade, we cited it as a class 5?
Yes.
10 or higher?
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
And then it goes. If it goes
yeah!
It goes up to 15 on the next one. For reasons I don't understand.
Right.
10! 10! Vibroblade!
10 Vibroblade. You nearly kill it. It is severely wounded.
25. So,
if you can take a look, if anybody can take a look at this, at the physical attack chart and tell me how that makes sense, I'd love to hear it. The way the numbers randomly go up and down within the chart, it's not like a linear progression.
So physical attack, like the attacker's weapon class. So you said it was a 5?
And it was an armor class of 5.
An armor class of 5.
A 10.
She needs a 10 to hit it. But
if you suddenly get to a better weapon...
If it's a better weapon, it's 25% harder to hit it.
What?
And then it randomly... And, the one
and then down, and then back up, and then down and down, and then and then all of a sudden, if you've got a... If you got a totally kick-ass... I mean, like a weapon class 12... Which would be like a fucking grenade launcher or something.
No, that's like a Star Trek phaser.
It's much harder to hit than your Vibroblade. Or for that matter, it's actually harder to hit than my wing sword.
Makes no sense.
Maybe in the sixes we were like, haha, just to fuck you over. Except, no, it's still harder. Yeah, this thing goes up and down. It's fucking dumb.
It really is weird. I mean, it's not a linear progression at all.
Yeah, it's like up, down, up, down, up. It's like a sinusoidal wave.
So when did you say this was developed?
Oh, sorry.
1981.
Original first edition was 79.
79.
It's
a
reprint of
81. It's a reprint of 81. So Dylan, you're actually a bad guy right now. So why don't you start off the bad guy turn?
I'm gonna take.
Pick someone.
Well, I can't
wait. Did we get a resolution on the Vibroplane?
Yeah.
It's still alive.
Seriously?
Serious
damage.
Yeah.
But I'll make it scissor. And then zip pop.
I'm gonna do cryokinesis on the bacon.
Damn.
Oh, you tried to chill my heart.
Oh, my good lord.
So that's a mental.
Oh, you got me, mon ami.
It's not your mon ami anymore.
D6.
Mental strength of 7.
You got me.
Does it start with a d6?
You got me.
One d6. Boop.
Two
damage.
And
you need to chill.
Freeze.
Well, you took away its reflection ability, so the only thing it has is its symbiotic attachment, and it's already you've already acted, so it's basically done. Dave.
Or
Dave.
Yeah.
Yes. More sword.
Woo.
Oh, it's nearly dead.
I wanted a kill, man. Time to pop it. Nat 20 plus 8.
Nat 20 doesn't mean shit.
Oh my god.
8 kills it though with your pyrokinesis. You light it on fire. And it crumbles and falls to the ground.
Snap too.
What are we, Melvin? Releases Melvin.
Melvin's gonna eat that thing, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, hunger.
It's a little. It's
that was a combat.
It's like
gotta eat.
It's like rare, man. It's already a little cooked.
That's right.
I'm gonna go use the facilities.
Okay, cool.
I shanked it. It's got a little vibroblade going on.
My vibroblade is killing you.
Each round 6 seconds.
But wait until it's mine.
Yeah, because how much time? I turned off my vibroblade. So
each round is 10 seconds.
So how many rounds was it?
Except they don't call them rounds or turns.
How many turns
was
it?
It's
two?
10 seconds.
Oh, I'm good. So I still have like 14 minutes and 50 seconds.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that down. 14:50.
Woo! Somebody wants to look through the rules. Right there. What do you guys think so far? Yeah,
it's
some fun.
This is showing its age.
Thanks.
Yeah,
we can go over it.
Like I said, I think it's a cool setting. If it had like a more solid rule,
I have system. A very good counter to this whole game, but I'll hold it to the end.
When we do
that. Like a thing that you would point to nowadays to somebody like that had probably influenced from this.
Yeah, like the entire. Mental things, they don't, the monsters don't actually have stats. That was a third edition thing when monsters actually started having.
What? Even.
They didn't have ability scores. before that.
What the fuck?
So, I mean, I first remembered in 3rd edition that monsters had ability scores, but they had this whole mental thing based on your mental strength of your attacker, and there's no mental on any of the monsters, so I don't even know how you're supposed to be resolving this. I'm going to look real quick until we... The mental strength of the attacker is cross-indexed with the mental strength of the defender. As for the physical matrices, the result is the number of the attacker must equal or exceed on the roll of a 20-sided die in order to score a successful mental attack. But, yeah, monsters don't have any mental strength.
I mean, I really like the setting of, like, kind of a fantasy world that is based on post-apocalyptic...
Yeah, that's fine.
Future Earth.
Future Earth. But there's another thing... I forget what it's called, but it was like Gen Con a few years ago. I don't know if it was another kind of post-apocalyptic.
Yeah,
apocalypse it's, world.
There's like,
not exalted. No, but
there. I have a system in mind that you maybe think the same. Yes. But I was just gonna hold on for all this kind of stuff to the end.
No, I'm just curious. Which one are you thinking of?
Numenaria.
I've never played. I've never even looked at the rules.
Right over there.
How are we doing on time?
I think we're at 10.
10:22.
So
probably
an hour,
about an hour.
An hour, that sounds good. And then half an hour wrap up.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. There's just a lot of holes.
Mm-hmm. I think
is the again the whole thing with we can talk about this at the end. The whole thing about the stats having not that I cannot tell any effect that the stats have nor any way to use them to resolve anything.
This is how I felt about when I was reading over the Cyberpunk 2013. I was like,
you're like, what the
fuck? What the fuck am I supposed to do? What?
And that's another almost. More than 10 years worth of game evolution by then.
Yeah.
So. Holy shit.
So you guys are still in the concourse area there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And we killed that snake thing. We
killed the snake thing. Yes. There's a bunch of stuff laying in the back of this vehicle.
Yeah, let's not break this stuff.
Is it eggs?
If it's eggs, the badger's going to eat it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I'm talking about if it's equipment.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not going to break it. I thought it was a cloak. Just a fun cloak.
All right, what's in the back?
In the back, there is what appears to be... It's almost round, and it's got a metal grill around the front of it. It's like round with a metal grill, and on the side of it is a picture of a... There's like a three little triangles on it. It's a black item, round with a metal grill... let me see if I can. Here's a side view of it. Let me see if I can do this.
Sounds like a helmet, but I don't know why you would have a.
Yeah.
Definitely a helmet, but I don't understand why you would have Oh, it's because it's the air pockets, right? Nope. Some kind of special.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh yeah.
Something like that.
And
it's got a hole down here, too.
Are you kidding me?
Put that shit on my head.
That's armor, man.
Yeah, put it on.
Yeah, you can put it on. It's got a... Yeah, it fits... Yeah. You're not particularly big, are you?
No.
Just badgery. You get a badger with the Steelers helmet on.
Holy was Wisconsin.
Good thing you don't have a bite attack. Okay, so there's that device, which you've taken. Add one to your armor class, we'll say. Woo! It doesn't say anything about this, but I think it's fair.
Yeah.
There is what appears to be a...
we plant fibers on it, and then put on a helmet.
But his puffy face is like sticking out the side of it. His badger teeth. There is what appears to be a stack... of thin plates of plant material, sort of flat pieces of plant material stuffed between these two hard subjects, hard items. Mm-hmm. It's a very square-looking thing.
Like a book.
Like a book or a CD, case, record.
It's got lots of these plant-like material.
It's like a CD case, isn't it?
No.
No, it's like ancient scribbles on there.
There's lots of ancient scribbles
on
there.
Any pictures?
Yeah.
Ooh, what kind of pictures?
Naked people?
Well, there is one guy who's kind of sitting with his legs crossed and his eyes closed, and he's doing one of these things.
Oh, okay.
And then there's another picture of a guy doing one of these things, and he has no hair. He's completely hairless. It's just weird.
That is weird.
I guess I don't know what that the real thing he's referring to.
It's a book.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't, because of the hard thing in between, that's why.
Oh, the hard things are the holding outside, it together.
Outside, I saw this like a lasagna at first.
Yeah, I had inverted in my mind.
My apparently my skills at explaining things are...
No, I heard
it. No. It should be kind of weird.
Yeah.
There is a desiccated leather bag.
Desiccated, oh.
It's very dry and brittle.
Random that. What's in there?
Yeah, let's poke that thing open.
It has a bunch of small square items of a material you're not familiar with. They're about maybe
little tiny squares, huh?
I think,
yeah, and they have dots on them.
Aww.
There's 16 of them in there.
Are they Legos?
Mm-hmm.
Are they Legos?
No, there's dots on each of the sides.
Oh,
like dice?
Yes, just like dice.
Yeah, six side die.
Yeah.
But while you're looking at those, and you're like, oh, those, you notice that there are what appear to be eggs in the corner.
Don't let the badger know.
What kind of, I know about eggs.
They don't appear to be eggs of any creature you've ever seen before. Mm. It's a very shiny material, but it's egg shaped.
Cool.
There's a thin line running around the center of the egg. It's about this big, not that big. Thin line running around the center of the egg.
Peck it open and eat the yolk.
you peck it open and you get a nasty taste of something stale and plasticky. It's kind of, it's like almost like skin inside there.
It's gross.
It is gross.
It's a pantyhose?
Yes.
What kind of weird ass car is this? Pantyhose and dice. And a book.
Did anybody guys? I didn't know what that was.
No, I didn't. No.
I had an idea, but
in the by behind the area where the monster was sleeping, the what was it? The Chuckwalla. Behind the Chuckwalla's nest is a another set of seats, and there is what appears to be a smaller seat thing sitting in the big seat thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the smaller seat thing is what appears to be a... It looks an awful lot like the Chuckwalla. But it's like this big.
Aww.
And it appears to be non-moving.
Non-moving. Mm-hmm. Like not breathing. There's no life force emanating from it.
You don't see any life.
He's a dead baby.
In a car seat.
Good job, Amber.
Seriously, your actions today.
I mean, okay, listen. If he had properly installed that car seat, that Wallace would probably still be alive.
It's in a weird position, too. I mean, it looks sort of fierce. It looks like it's a fearsome, small... Chuck Wallace shaped object.
I gotta be honest, I play these games getting away from day to day life. A fearsome little object in a car seat.
And there's Cheerios with it. It's, right.
And it's mad because it can't watch Bubble Gumpies.
Mr. Grumpfish, right. Please.
Does anybody want to do anything with the
Christmas? I poke it with my fork.
It goes squeak.
Is it dead?
No, it's like some kind of stuffed animal, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh.
It's made out of rubber, but yeah.
Yeah.
Football helmet, pantyhose, dice, a rubber animal in a car seat.
Well, the Chuck Wall is what put all this stuff here. I mean, this
so it's been gathering. I see.
Yes, it's this.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense. I was like, I'm trying to even like hypothetically. Like, okay. Going to the game and then shoot some dice in the back alley.
I take the Chuckwalla doll with me.
A word of treasure.
You're going to take the Chuckwalla doll with
you? Yes.
Okay, fair enough.
What? Is that all that's in this car?
If you rub it on you, maybe it'll smell like food and it could be bait.
That's a good idea.
Put a grenade in it.
Or just like, you know, like... Next time lizard things come after, it's like, and then
it's like a Pokemon when you substitute, throw the little doll out.
Exactly.
There.
Now if we can find some Diet Coke and Mentos, man, we got this.
So what's with these two again, or which one? Are these full of sand, or do they keep on going?
You haven't checked them out
yet. We haven't checked them out yet.
Wait, did we check out everything here? Did we get everything?
Probably we got. We didn't go to the third car, did we?
This one or this one?
That one.
Are these doors?
Those are doors.
Oh, I guess
this one you couldn't get open. This one you got open, and I forget.
Does that one have windows?
If they are, they're covered over with grime.
Because I mean, I guess we saw other windows that were cracked and kind of broken, right? So it wouldn't be out of the realm of possibility for us to be able to break one of these.
Yeah, do it. You're a bird.
I just find my reflection in it.
It'll break open.
I mean, sure, break.
You smash it with your beak?
Sure.
You break the window.
That
no
seems
problem.
Like a terrible way.
Wait, you get your head, you take that thing and...
Yeah, football helmet.
Like, it's exactly what I would do, only you have armor. I'm like, it's my face.
Your beak is like armor.
It's no, hard. Nice.
Goddamn woodpecker.
Well, what are you exactly?
I'm a pigeon.
You smash it open with your football helmet.
Like the lamest bird.
It's not the lamest bird. It's awesome.
There is
bird.
Nothing in particular of interest
like
except
feathers.
Right below.
Birds are way
you know, cool. There's two seats, and then there's like a flat spot in front of them.
If I got
with like
controls
and stuff on
time,
it and in front of the this one flat spot is a bright blue round cylinder about this big and this long, and it's got it almost looks like a button on top of it. Maybe
don't break it.
Always push the buttons.
You pull the button.
Oh God!
Do you really?
How strong are you?
How intelligent are you?
Roll all your stats.
Nine physical strength.
You pull the button will come off.
Oh. Great, you broke it.
Now you have a button in your hand.
I thought it was a pop tab. I was
like a can of like tennis balls. What?
You said it's bright blue?
It's bright blue. It's got pictures of flowers on it.
Cool.
Pictures
push
of flowers?
Put your button back on.
Put the button
is it aerosol can? Shh.
Yes, you push it, and there is a blast of fresh smell.
It's like my musk.
Anti-musk. Get it away from me.
It's burning my throat.
My eyes.
It's like anti-musk.
It just counteracts his musk.
Throw it towards the sand.
Seriously.
Okay, what are you guys doing?
Let's go to that one.
Okay.
All
right. Go to the right mezzanine.
So you're ignoring all the doors here.
Oh, shit. I forgot. Oh, yeah. Let's go to these doors instead.
There's so many
doors. Right doors.
Why is there so many doors?
What in hell?
The right door is near the tram station.
We've been here for months.
I mean, we're just living here now, man. Like, it's our airport.
Honestly, we should look. This should be our place to live.
Your starport or whatever port.
It's a port.
Some kind of port.
There are two doors. Which door do you open?
The right one.
The one.
Are there any signs on this?
So,
doors?
This one?
Nothing new.
Yes. As a matter of fact, this door has... They both have signs on it. This one has a rather prominent sign, including a sign on a panel above it that...
symbols or shapes?
It looks like a symbol. It's got like a circle and then like...
Yeah. It's a bath. It's probably a potty hole. Let's
Whatever,
go check it
let's
out.
Go.
Fresh water, man.
That's right.
I'm really thirsty.
All right, me too. All right.
It's dry.
I'm hungry.
I am hungry. I am hunger.
You open the door, and there's a series of small little rooms with the floor. It's about the walls are about a foot above the floor, held up by little legs, and they stop about 2 feet from the ceiling. There's like five or six of them along here, and then over here is a bunch of what appear to be basins of some sort with metal things poking into them. And then there is what appears to be a large egg-shaped object. It's about 7 feet tall, and it's got a sliding door on the front of it. And
yes, I believe that this is where the Elder Ones would make offerings to their gods.
Oh. Well, we're going to crack open that egg and put in that ball.
We crack open the pantyhose. We leave this strange embryo to...
Yes,
we do that.
Egg to egg, right?
Right. Okay. It's the egg god.
Listen, I want to open up the egg. The egg shape, the 8-foot egg shape, in the weird basin room.
Okay, you can open it. I mean, it slides over. It's got a
what's like
a handle. It slides over. There's a. I mean, it's relatively clear glass. It's got a nice little pattern on it.
Uh-huh.
You slide it over, and there is what appears to be a. I don't even know how to describe it to you. I mean, it's this long board-looking thing stretching from the floor. It's kind of sitting here at an angle, and it's sort of in the contour of a body, like you would maybe lay down in it.
Can I lay down in it?
Mm-hmm. You lay down, and you look up above you, and there's all these little circles in the ceiling.
Is there little metal plates? Is there like anything on the walls or?
No, there's a big silver button.
Oh wow!
Oh shit!
He's like pre cocking. Now I'm going to push the button. Nope, I don't care.
No,
that is pre cocking.
You push the button and the door goes, it closes.
My heart rate goes up.
There is a sudden hum. You guys outside in the LCS.
The gods are taking me. I'm coming home.
You feel this tingly feeling.
Oh, is it good?
Yeah, well, I don't know. It's the coming out of these things up here, maybe, but it's kind of like getting in under your skin, and you can feel it, and it's in your hair, and it's making these little palpitations. It just feels kind of odd.
Is it?
My
warm? My cold?
Yeah, you're fairly warm. It's not a horrible feeling, but it's just weird. Almost like lots of little tiny fingers were poking you.
I like it.
Some massage
chair.
Or like a future shower.
Nanobots.
And over here on the there is a set of symbols on the wall that have popped up beside beside the big button,
uh-huh.
And it's they're changing. They're ancient symbols. You don't know what they mean, but they seem to be changing. Every few seconds. As a matter of fact, you're like, wow. It's kind of got like a pattern to it. Changes at a regular interval. And then after a few turns of that, there's a ding.
Okay.
And the door opens.
So I came out.
You are baking like me.
Do I smell good?
You smell very good.
Oh, future shower. That's cool.
I'm okay with this. I go back in for a second.
You're the only one who's interested in this. I mean,
perhaps.
Listen!
Perhaps you'll.
You should try it.
Musk, Bacon Boy.
Roll percentage dice.
Dirt bath. Oh, no.
I need.
Dust bath, man.
Thank you.
Wash off the.
81.
Termites. Okay. It does it again.
Oh, God.
You can feel it, like.
Shit, yeah. I don't know what's happening, but it's great.
I should have went in there while I was working so I could get rid of this odor.
Yeah, but you like it.
I don't like it. I'm just born this way.
Nothing.
There's an 81. I rolled a percentile roll. There's a good chance you could like, you
that
know.
That odor is bones deep.
That's right.
Bones.
It probably is.
Bone deep. Yeah. All right, cool.
This shower will smell like you.
Yeah, exactly.
That was cool.
All right. What's the other door, the left door?
It is locked.
Bullshit.
Bullshit.
Yeah, we can break a lock, right?
Yeah, we break it.
Headbutt!
Let's do it.
Hold on!
Wait, what? Who would know football terminology?
I know. He just says that sometimes.
It's like ingrained in his ancestry.
Right.
So who busts open the lock?
I charge my head into the door.
Mike Mitchell, Michael, Mikein.
There's a door over here.
Melvin.
There was a door on the other side of the bathroom.
Mikein.
Oh, did we miss that?
I don't know if I mentioned it. I drew it, but I don't think I said it. You bust open the door. Inside this room is there are what appear to be shelves. You've seen shelves before.
Oh.
And there are stacks of pieces of cloth all folded up nicely in here.
Oh, man, get cloth. The cloth's important.
And over in the corner is a...
is it riches?
What appears to be a man.
Oh, God.
From the head to the waist appears to be a man, and then below that, it seems to be sitting on this weird boxy thing he's sitting on.
Oh, my God.
And then at the bottom are what appear to be, I don't even know how to describe it, like a fringe along the bottom.
Yeah, that'd probably be a problem.
Sitting on the fringe.
I just love our fucking reactions. this awful, nasty group of people, see this silhouette of a man chamber. Oh, shit! Oh, fuck.
I kill him.
Yeah, I'm totally stabbing him.
Shit, 19!
You stab him with your sword.
Yeah, man, I don't trust
him. Does some liquid come out, potentially?
Mostly it's a grinding metal sound as you poke into the center of it. You know, you pierce through the skin. It doesn't go very far. Mm. You just feel like it's sticking and stuff.
Did it turn me to stone?
No, but its eyes lit up.
Oh, my God. When his eyes light up, that's bad news. Damn hell. All right, his turn.
It looks around. It begins moving towards the door. There is a whirring sound underneath of it, and it sort of lifts up off the ground a little bit. It goes.
God. Yeah, I guess I'll attack it again.
Oh my God.
I don't know if that hits, but.
Probably.
Holy shit.
This giant burn stabbing this robot janitor.
I mean, I want to stay out. I want to get him from behind if I can, because those lasers.
He walks away from you, you're just like.
Yeah, right.
How much damage have you done, sir?
8.
Okay.
Actually, first time I didn't even roll damage. You just said it didn't go very far.
Yeah, roll damage for the first time.
All right, so that's a 5 and a 2. That's 7.
Fair enough.
Relinquish your secrets to me.
Oh my God.
as it rolls into the main room, it it just seems confused, and then it begins rolling over towards the corner with a cloud of dust kicking up underneath of it. It's apparently fleeing from you.
I'll pull off my chest.
Run! Don't come back! Manest!
Alright, we're taking all that motherfucker's treasure, man. All the claw.
Yeah,
all these bottles.
I bet we could find some receptacle, like some big soup tins or like soup buckets and shit.
Buckets?
Yeah, man.
Cooking stuff. Mm-hmm. You can cook with that. Yeah.
You got to put it in the treasure box I started to build over in this area.
Yeah, man. If you have room for your treasure box in your treasure box,
it's a treasure cache.
You can make a pretty nice nest out of all this.
That's what I'm saying, man. Like I assume I have. I don't know.
Yeah, probably don't come across a soft cloth.
Seriously, man, that's like real cloth.
Yeah.
I never touched something as soft as this.
I know.
Except those children.
I don't even nasty. There.
But they only last so long.
And then they're not soft anymore.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. The desert kind of take care of that. Not me.
All right. Should we just
let's go back to that other room. The room inside the other room.
Yeah, let's see what, sure,
there's
yeah.
treasure in there. We're going to be here all night.
That's what I'm
like, and then I want to look in the other bathroom.
Yeah, I'm just going to be like,
it's like
no,
we're spending half an hour playing with the
listen,
bathroom.
The premise set up was looking for our riches.
Right.
We have come across some crazy shit.
This is crazy shit right there, man.
Look at my metal head.
Right. Yeah,
I've never seen a metal head like this.
I've never seen a metal head like this.
Right, I mean, we found cloth,
We found some.
I found eggs some smelly and tubes and stuff.
Yeah, man. Like,
I could sell it as like, I don't know.
Medicine is what that is. Right. I mean.
Oh my god.
Wound. Just you put that, it in your wound. You put exactly. The toothpaste in your wound. Mm-hmm. The grit will.
It'll heal it, man.
Heal you.
Wow.
Make you feel really fresh.
It'll. Yeah, man.
Oh yeah, we're gonna go through that bathroom door. Yeah.
I had gonorrhea until you rubbed some of that stuff on me.
It was gonorrhea.
And then it's gone.
We wouldn't call it gonorrhea.
Right, I know.
But it'd be more like...
Bird burn.
Bird burn?
It's actually the bird.
Right.
You get the bad case of the bird burn?
Yeah. I mean, I did, because, man, I'm cool. But, like... but if I would tell people I did so I could sell them that stuff.
I had bird burn, but look at me now!
Yeah, man. Right.
So we're going to go through this little door of the bathroom?
Yes.
Okay. Look at me.
This is...
Are you looking at bird burn?
No, there's a... Let's see if I can find... There's a funny picture of... Bird junk.
I want to look at bird junk, Dave. I want to go through this hole in the bathroom.
There is a hallway.
It would
leading down
to glory.
My drawing skills are. It's a straight hallway. It's not really curved, but it leads down to down here is a door and another door and. A door.
Oh
my god. In a hallway.
Oh, nice. Somebody's leg. Oh, his tail.
Mm-hmm. It's nice.
It's very nice.
It's on a roll.
This is what you do.
You're actually
iPad.
Just a giant mascot.
Like, can I look at
mascot's genitalia?
I mean, it's a fan site.
So, five doors.
Jesus.
You come down
here.
Jesus Christ.
North, south, and a short hallway and a north set of doors. There is lots of humming and chirping and stuff going on down here.
Left is right.
All right, we each take one.
Oh, yep, let's do that. We'll all open up one of the doors at once.
Okay, who's opening which one?
I get whatever's left. Here, put this one. Because
that is way more straightforward than.
I know who I am.
All right. I will start
I
with.
I know who I am, too.
Dave, this is you here?
No, it's me.
Who's this?
That's me.
One, two, three. You open the door. Inside the room, lights flicker on. There is what appears to be all sorts of ancient equipment. Lots more of those sort of devices you found up in the tower with the flat things and the little forky things that stick out and the twisty things and the hammery things. There are also lots of metallic arms and equipment and gears and lots of that metallic hair stuff. And in the corner is sitting... what appears to be a almost like a metallic creature of some sort.
Oh, yeah.
It appears sort of hefty and is sitting in the corner. It's got a almost like a shield on its chest.
Oh no!
Like a shield on its chest,
uh-huh.
And it's just sitting. It's blue, blue and white.
Oh no!
And it's sitting there completely non-moving.
You notice? Huh? You
notice? Yeah.
I mean, there's
I really don't.
One of its... it looks like somebody's dismantled this side of it, like the arm is missing, but there's an arm over here. There's hanging on the racks are various different instruments and items. Some of them look really potentially interesting.
I pick up some of the ones off the racks that look the most interesting.
One of them is truly an ancient artifact. Two of them are probably truly ancient artifacts. They have lots of buttons on them.
Uh-huh.
And knobs and things, and there's a little aperture coming out of the side of it, almost like a little tube.
Oh my god! Do I need to take one of these things?
I'm not going to do that again.
Oh, come on. That was really fun. We kind of like that.
All right. If you want to do
all
it,
right.
Then, go ahead.
Yeah. I'll for my thing.
I mean,
is it yours? Is yours?
Seven. Three.
Ooh.
One, two, three. Eight. Oh, fuck. I went into purgatory. Oh, I need a one. Oh, Jesus.
Six.
This is one, two, three.
It's four.
Eight. What was this? Oh, you're still stuck there.
Five. Wait. Five gets you here.
Oh, shit.
And then another five.
I'm just going to be poking around here forever.
So you had a three, so you went back up.
No, that was a five.
Oh, I thought you had a five. A three.
Shit.
Hey, this time. Are you like 12 now?
Yeah. You guys. Yay! 2 hours later.
Okay. We'll go back to everybody else.
All right.
Dave, that you?
Yep.
That is room 15.
Jesus.
That was ridiculous.
What, huh?
That's a simple one.
Right.
Jeez. That is a simple one.
Jesus Christ.
I kind of want to, like, just play with the complex one to see if it's possible for us to figure it out. Like, just roll.
Well, there's no real drama in it either. It's not like, you know, you...
Right.
You know, I guess you could instill some
drama. I mean, if you got down to here, that would be drama.
Right. So, Dave, you open the door to your room.
Mm-hmm.
There are all kinds of panels and displays in here.
Wow.
And there's what looks to be... several sets of metal shelves with humming boxes on them.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of sort of warm in here. It's a little warm.
Yeah.
Lots of whirring and clicking and blinking lights. Bing, 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 bing.
Wow.
Bing.
Hmm.
No sign of anything that looks human or humanoid.
Yeah.
Or dangerous.
Well, that's nice. Any riches in here?
You could probably find some more of those simple artifacts.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Any more? Some of that hair, metal hair.
Lots of metal hair. Yeah. There's whole boxes. Sitting on a counter, there's whole boxes of metal hair. Some of it's wrapped up in this skin.
I was say you could almost use it to like a rope, couldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Like if you wanted to tie something up.
They're pretty short, though. They're usually like about this long, or this long.
I was thinking if I had a longer one, I could use it to tie things.
Well, you could probably, there. If you look around, you could probably find a big spool of
metal hair.
Mm-hmm. And it's got this skin on it.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Like all good hair does. I don't know anything about hair. But yeah, man, I've met a spool of metal hair. I'll take that.
50-foot spool of metal hair.
Sweet.
It's probably pretty heavy, depending on the size of it, I guess.
It's not particularly thick, but it's about this big, a little bit bigger than that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's not bad.
But you're pretty light anyway.
Mm-hmm. Hollow
bones. Got bird
bones.
Who's on the other side out there? The green one.
Yeah.
That would be you. You open the door, right?
Mm-hmm.
This one has a door going out the other side and large glass windows. And this room is a little different than anything you've seen so far. There are racks on the walls carrying lots of what appear to be weapons of various sorts.
Ooh.
I mean, you recognize, hey, that looks like a weapon. And there is a counter separating the front half from the back half, and there's some chairs in there. And there is what appears to be a large metal-looking man sort of thing on treads.
Oh, God.
You haven't seen treads, but it's got, like, these loopy snake things on it. And it's blue and white. And as soon as you open the door, the lights on its shoulders begin flashing red and blue.
Mm.
Bing, 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 bing. And it says to you, you are in an unauthorized area. Surrender.
This just sounds like blah, 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 to me, so I don't...
Probably from the helmet.
I don't understand. No habla.
No habla?
Did you say shoot you in the face with us?
I don't think that'll work out of
Max. That works.
It is trying. It is going to begin making its way towards the end of the counter, so it can come around the corner.
Yeah,
where is the closest weapons?
There are racks, like both over here and over here.
Made that other one run away.
I'm just going to grab the closest one and then bolt out the door and slam it behind me.
Roll 1d6.
Oh God.
Roll.
Two's pretty high.
You grab one that looks sort of like a crossbow.
Yeah.
Except it doesn't have the arms on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a along the stock where you put it up against your shoulder when you're going to fire it. It's got these little tubes. It's got like six of them on here. And it's got a long barrel.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you could kind of see, like, if it was a crossbow, you might pull this back, and it might make the arm the guy. And then you duck out the door just as the robot comes around. What are you going to do?
You have mutant powers!
Is it going to attempt to come in after me, like, come out after me?
Crazy badger guy.
Shotgun.
Football helmet. Shotgun.
With mutant powers, and he's like, oh god, I don't know what to do.
Hey, he's a bad motherfucker now, man. Like, musk glands, laser eyes, shotgun, football helmet. Man.
Amber, you're opening your door simultaneously.
Yes.
You open your door. It is full floor to ceiling with boxes and cartons, and there's an entire, it's a surprisingly deep room. There's an entire section of the wall with these little green packets that are stacked very neatly on row after row after row after row. They're wrapped in like some leafy material. There's also lots of paper stuff over here. There's also lots of these simple artifacts, lots of the same sort of things you saw in that box upstairs. But the one of the biggest sections over there is also has a giant, round, cylindrical, blue barrel, for lack of a better word, that stretches almost floor to ceiling.
Yeah, I want to tear up one of those leafy packets.
Various foodstuffs fall out
MRE,
of it.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. We need these. I have any? Food. Do I have anything to carry thing in? Anything in? I don't think I have anything like. But I have a bag, a sack, I guess.
Did you say food?
Yeah, it's got vague pictures of foods on the things inside there. How many are you going to take? Each one weighs about a pound.
Oh, I can't weigh that much. Okay, let's look at the blue tube more.
The blue tube has several, has a knob on front of it. It's got a little recessed area with it's kind of like a, it's got like, so it's like curved like this.
Yeah.
And then it's got this little recessed area, and it's got a thing coming down like this.
Uh-huh.
Like a little tube coming down, and then a thing you push.
So, making sure that my hands are underneath the tube, push the thing?
Water comes out.
Food and water! I scream out into the hallway.
Amber has a new nest.
Right.
Josh, as you're tinkering with your device, all of a sudden it goes bzzz, and this short blue beam comes out of the end of it about 6 inches long. Mm. Going between these two points on it. It extends out and goes...
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, you hear the door burst open in the hallway and the security bot comes out after you. Surrender. Put down your weapons. You are in violation of law. Blah, 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 blah.
Do it!
Lasers. Physical, so 9 physical strength.
Well, we need your hit dice, apparently.
What? I don't.
Because it doesn't have a weapon class, so.
What do you mean hit dice? My constitution's 13.
So you got a 13 hit dice. It has an armor class of 2. So you have to roll an 11 or higher. No.
You rolled his armor class.
Go to telekinetic, pyrokinetically fire it up, and you miss. Roll for initiative.
He does it.
You do it. Yes.
All right.
You guys have initiative.
Who to face?
Birdman.
Oh yeah, hey, yeah, yeah.
Man. You hear the door splinter and the robot come out.
Well, yeah, I didn't take very long in my room because there wasn't anything that cool. But yeah, man, I just got this metal hair with this idea of tying something up. Why not? And I can fly around it, man. I mean,
do it.
Sure.
Like he's in the hallway here.
Sure.
How wide's the hallway?
About 10 feet.
Oh shit. Yeah, man.
Let's say
exterminate.
I can get a couple.
What's your hit dice?
11.
Is an armor class at 2.
Like
14 or less.
I'm kind of just setting a trap here. So we'll get caught up in this hair.
14 or higher, I'm sorry.
No.
And you're weaving it back and forth, but it doesn't seem to have caught up caught it yet.
All right.
Josh,
does this little blue thing look like the vibro blade but shorter?
No, it does not appear to have anything. It appears to be pure energy.
Oh.
A blue light going from point to point, making a bzzz.
I poke out a wall with it.
Cuts right through it.
Oh.
Oh.
I guess I'll go charge the robot.
Okay.
Go for the head.
Since this doesn't actually have a weapon class, what's your hit dice? You have an 18?
18 hit die.
Yeah, this is not supposed to work this way, but what the hell. 13 or higher.
13 or... Jesus Christ. There we go. 14.
All right, roll some damage. 3d6.
3d6.
You mean that item isn't supposed 11. To work in that way?
Well, 11.
11.
Let me just mark that down real quick, and then I'll explain what I'm griping about. So, weapon class, there's only two ways to figure out your attack matrix. You can do the attacker's weapon class, or you can do the attacker's number of hit dice. So mostly monsters would have hit dice. But none of the stuff he's using has a weapon class.
Mm. None of the stuff the robot's using?
Yeah.
Or none of the stuff Josh's
using? Well, neither Dylan's psychokinesis has a weapon class.
Right.
So, I don't know what weapon class it would be. Nor does the laser torch have a weapon class. So I don't see any way to use that one. So I'm just going down here to the way the monsters roll to hit, which seems much easier to me. He's 18 hit dice, so I'm just going down that column.
Okay.
But I don't think that's the way it's supposed to work. I think I'm probably supposed to assign a weapon class and use the random weapon class thing because it jumps up and down for reasons I don't understand. But there you go.
Hmm.
So I'm just going with that.
All right.
That's my logic.
Sounds great.
Making up rules on the fly.
Good.
Yes, you did some damage to the security bot.
Oh, no.
Amber?
Vibroblade.
You come out with your Vibroblade?
Yes.
Now, Vibroblade does have a weapon class.
Yeah,
it's
five.
A 5, and it has an armor class of 2, so you need a 12 or higher to hit it.
You can do that.
No, can't.
Swing and a miss.
Don't know why not.
And Dylan.
Ooh. Use that boomstick.
Knowing how crossbows work, I can sort of kind of piece this together. So I try to pull the thing back.
One of those round tubes goes shooting out of the top of it.
As the breech opens up, I shove one of the other round tube things in.
Sure. Yes.
Okay. And you fly backwards.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Am I in the way?
This is a lot worse than the crossbow.
You had to point in the wrong direction.
He was at you.
I bet it feels like that.
Yeah, probably. If he doesn't, like, well, have it all the way up against the mall.
Well, and he had no idea that was going to...
Yeah.
He thought it was going to... 12. Like a crossbow.
Right. Yep.
I'm going to say it's a 12. So it is a weapon class 12. He is a 2, 15 or higher.
What? Jesus.
Oh, is that... Yeah, because it's on a multiple of 6, so it went popped back up.
Huh.
Hmm?
It's a multiple of 6, so if it was a 13, it'd be way lower.
But it's because it's 12?
Yeah.
Weird. Well, I think what they're saying is that these... Is that, for example, robotic tentacles are a 7. So maybe this chart is only for... You know, it's, well, all I should be looking for is...
I have the worst accuracy. Ever.
What'd you do?
For 12.
What did we decide it was? 12?
15 or higher.
15 or higher, yep. So I guess what they're trying to say, if I understand it right, is that robotic tentacles are better against some things and worse against others, and that's why it's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, that,
interesting is
that
a quiet
thing,
way to
that,
say
the, that logic would make sense, that there are certain weapon classes that would be, I don't know.
So
but
for
the
example,
armor class isn't...
So for example, if I'm looking at a stun weapon, I just go down a stun weapon, the armor class, you know... is fairly consistent. It's only when you go right to left from weapon class to weapon class.
Huh.
So, I don't know. Anyway, you missed. It's the robot's turn.
Yeah.
And could that be reflective of different weapons doing more damage and so harder to hit with? Or?
I don't know what they were thinking. But, I, yeah. Okay. It is hit dice 12. And it is going to... I missed anyway. It has a tube with crackling electricity at the end of it. It tries to poke you with it, but it misses.
Don't tase me, bro.
Damn, that lightning is bad. You should stay away.
Canned lightning, oh my god!
I'm still tying this dude up, man.
Okay, roll again.
Bird.
Yes, I did.
Sure, you tie him up.
And he dropped because his feet got knocked out from under him.
He's on treads.
Right, that's what I'm saying, man. He
you managed to wrap up its upper body.
Good.
I don't remember what my number was. Oh, yeah, I got that.
Yeah.
Stopped him for you.
11 again.
All right. Vibro blade. I think it was 15 or higher.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You're the best.
What'd you get?
5.
Well, he is immobilized. I suspect you could probably hit him if you want to.
Sure.
You
yeah.
poke him with the vibro blade.
25.
25 points of damage.
He okay. still looks fine.
He's looking bad. Dylan?
Some sparks and stuff coming out.
I open up a planar door to the hell dimension below his feet.
You just drop him. Yeah. Your spool.
No!
Close it. Metal hair, man.
God damn it. And your spool.
You owe me 30 feet of metal
Listen,
hair, man.
Listen, you guys owe me your lives because
what?
I've got a magic doorway to food and water.
Pecan?
Come follow me into this Pecan? Awesome closet. All right. I don't know what closet is.
Well, yeah, we're going to get a couple of those. Is any of those bags out here that are capable of holding themselves together, man?
Yeah.
We're filling that shit with food.
Food.
And probably... I found something else in the thing, and you probably found all those weapons.
There's more in there.
Oh, yeah. We're filling up all these suitcases with weapons and food.
We are the richest motherfuckers in this universe.
Oh, you got your magic boomstick? Yeah.
I got two of the magic boomsticks.
Wasn't that your primitive screwheads?
Sweet.
Wow.
I think we succeeded.
Probably. We're probably one of the most powerful and rich people now.
I've never seen anybody with any of these things before.
Right. You find the stick that he tried to poke you with. You find two more of those.
Oh, nice.
But they don't seem to be working.
Oh.
I guess we could do the Matrix for them.
Yes. All right, I'll do the first
Dylan
one.
Dylan and I can't do it.
I'll do the first one.
You also find 10 kind of like that spray thing that was in the car. Oh, no. You find 10 of those.
Nice.
And then you find...
pepper spray.
And then you find yeah, exactly. 10 of them that are blue and 10 that are green.
And what's pepper spray? Should I
write this down?
What's mace? Mace. No, pepper spray and pepper slash mace, but also the gas.
We found two more tasers not working.
The tear gas.
Tear gas, yeah.
Okay, what else did we find?
You have two of the slug throwers. You have two of the sparky sticks. You have 10 of the green canisters, 10 of the blue canisters.
Yeah, got that.
And that's pretty much it.
Okay. I'll try to open up. I'll try to break this.
And there are 10 boxes of those of the round things that go in the boomstick.
Damn!
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
We are the most powerful.
Seriously, we will kill anybody.
So basically, 100 rounds of ammunition for boomsticks.
God damn! I wish I had arms. Although, in a move to get to a full chance fortune ability, I might like strap those zappers on.
Drop your wings. And
well, I have to figure out if I can make the tasers work.
Yeah, let's do it.
So okay. Nine.
Well, the tasers are more complicated. So.
No, try again.
Oh that's wait, he's gonna bring out more.
Yeah. Oh god,
they're more complicated.
Hold on.
Oh jeez.
Redo.
You just wasted 10 minutes.
I didn't waste nothing.
You didn't know what you were doing.
We just
maybe the.
I'm losing.
It's so complicated we can't even find out. Do it.
So I don't need the character sheets anymore. So let me put the character sheets away. I think I got all I need.
We might need more characters.
It could happen after these boomsticks. That's another map that I need. I did not put those in here.
We saw them.
We did see them.
Ah, there they are.
Yeah, one of you two should grab one of those other boomsticks.
I guess, do you want the, no, you got the vibro blade. I guess take the other boomstick.
Alright, are ready?
All right, the magic boomstick.
10. Oh, boy, I don't know if that's good or not.
8.
Okay. Here, make some tally marks or something. Because it's going to take more than we have fingers.
1.
Okay. We're at C.
4.
Okay.
Oh, 15.
Oh my god. 1.
Woo! Yes! That's a good one, I think. It's getting us closer to either death or finishing.
7.
Oh, closer no. Closer to death.
We're really close to death.
Oh, duh! The sweat in my eyes! Oh, shit.
That's yep, a 10. Dead. That's death.
We did it.
So you figured it out. You're looking at it. You're tinkering with it. You're looking at it. You're tinkering with it. You twist the end of it. You all of a sudden it clicks, and you're like, huh? And you push that button, and it goes right in your face, and you fall over unconscious.
Dead.
Well, literally, you're not unconscious. You're actually just laying there on the ground, twitching.
Dead?
No.
What?
It's a stun.
Oh.
It's a taser. It's a taser.
Yeah.
Exactly. But you're pretty sure you know how it
works.
Do you
guys see, like, this?
Wait, she knows how it works, though?
Huh?
She knows how it works, though?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, like, that's as good as a victory?
That's awesome, man.
Well, it's just, it worked and it went off in her face, but it's not an inherently dangerous device.
There's a puddle forming underneath my body.
Is the eggplant leaking or something?
Yeah.
I mean, if you were trying that in combat, you'd never get to do it, though. So I was going to say, if you're trying it in combat, it might be dangerous.
That took an hour for me to figure out, and then I just beat myself.
But yeah, I mean, some things explode, some things have other nefarious effects. Really, it's a cloud of radiation or whatever. This shocked you in the face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want one.
You want to do it?
Both.
There's two of them.
Yeah.
You figure out another one? Can you wait for me to wake up and try
to I mean, they work the same way, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Man.
You're welcome, everybody.
I get stun guns.
You're welcome.
Double stun guns.
All right.
No one's thanking me.
Yeah, great job.
We thanked you for like 10 minutes while you were laying there peeing yourself. is that have weapon stats?
I'm looking for him.
I love how I got the door with all the food and water. Yeah.
Yeah, man, we're loaded. We got weapons and food.
And water.
I hate that you just out of house and home, though.
We've probably never seen, like, that much clean water. Yeah. Or whatever quality of water.
Right, right.
It's a tube that goes all the way up to the ceiling.
Well, yeah, like, if it's a, if it's, like, I mean, we're if it's one of those.
Argument.
Yeah. Like, if we could turn that thing over, and, I mean, that's be super heavy, but, oh, my God. How valuable.
This is where we live now.
Seriously. Like, to hell with that stupid village we lived in.
Alright, screw this.
We won.
The game's over.
We won, man.
Well, it does suggest that you could use this as a base for your future operations.
Yeah. I agree.
Dave, I'm just going to hand this to you. If
there's
you
a stun ray?
No, it is a paralysis rod. I'll just, if you can find it in there,
mm-hmm.
see what I can do.
Energy weapon.
Alright.
How are we doing for time?
Stun whip.
What time is it?
11:15.
11:17.
How long are we going to go?
Negation.
So, like, you have like 15 minutes before you should try to wrap it up. That's kind of difficult.
Well, I mean, there's really not a whole lot to wrapping up. You guys have more exploring to do and more monsters. You could fight in here if you wanted to. And then, this is probably as good a place to wrap as anyway.
Okay.
Eventually, you would make your way to one of the rolling remaining shuttle that will actually be working again now that you turn the power on. Then you take a ride to space. Spoilers. You go to a space station and.
Cool. And then freak everybody out. Who lives there.
Yes.
And they automatically put us down.
But there's people that live there?
Hmm?
There's probably.
Is there actually humans that are living in space?
Oh my god.
What?
That's awesome. Mutation bomb.
So what'd you guys think?
Oh.
I had fun, but
it was fun. A hell of a drug in the 80s.
Yeah. There is a lot of rough spots.
Yeah, there's lots of places that just have huge freaking holes.
But
I was telling Dave on the way up here that one of the things I thought was interesting is that the game design and the logic behind laying out rules so people can figure them out has changed so much.
Yeah.
That it's kind of difficult because there's no real for example, when you're rolling your stats, there's no real chart that shows you, okay, here's the bonus you get from having a high whatever. Yeah. It's kind of buried in the text.
Yeah.
And for basically most of your stats, they don't do anything.
Well,
yeah.
The average person, you would never, it doesn't matter whether you have an intelligence of 7 or 15. It's all the same. So I don't really understand that. Go ahead, guys. I'm sorry.
You're fine. Well, for me, it's just like, I mean, obviously it was not even a thought back in 1981, so I have no idea how gaming was back then. It just seems so way more. This especially seemed way more open ended.
Yeah.
More room for interpretation.
It sounds like.
Improv.
Right. It sounds like even more so it relied on the person running the game, the dungeon master, whatever you want to call it. Like, even more so. But it's like, alright, here you go. But it doesn't really give the person any guidance.
Yeah, there's a whole section on designing your world, but it doesn't really spend a whole lot of time. I mean, the monsters are all... There's literally 4 stats for each monster. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's 4 stats and a paragraph of a box.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, compared to today's monster stats where you have an entire page with motivations and organizational structures and all this other stuff for each monster, I mean, this was kind of weird.
Yeah, even, like, I can definitely understand, like, Dungeon World probably got some inspiration from Game of World or these kinds of games.
Yeah.
But even Dungeon World, they at least give you, like, a half a page, even though it's, like, a 3x6 page. Like, half of it's, like, here's the stats. Like, and those stats describe how that monster should function and, like, how you can interact with the other, you know, mechanisms of the other players.
Also, the mutations seem...
They're fun.
They're fun, but they're so... I don't know if the random nature of it... I mean, like, I feel like I would be... It would be more fun to come up with, like, a little bit of a backstory and, like, kind of pick your own mutations
in a way. It does say you can pick your own.
Okay, cool.
But again, they're completely all over the board in power.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean...
And so if you picked, you would naturally pick, like, the biggest and baddest ones, like the planar shit... Instead of like direction sense or precognition, you know.
I think that goes more also if they had more character types other than just Milquetoast.
Yeah.
Right, right.
And then awesome and awesome.
Right, right, right. Yeah, who would play the purebred human? I mean, the benefit...
I mean, if it's a pure role-playing situation...
The only benefit I could see is that you have a chance to interact with, like, the security robots, but, you know, you're in a situation where you're breaking into a place, the security robot's not going to say, oh, you're a normal human, I'm going to leave you alone, because it doesn't know.
Yeah, right, because you're still not authorized.
Right.
You're not a personnel.
And there's no skills, so even though it talks about, and there may be a section I missed about how you can reprogram a robot.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Well, and, you know, I mean, these early games, you know, these Gygax-influenced TSR stuff. And this wasn't a Gygax game.
Well, actually, the first module for that I brought also was a Gygax module.
And it certainly lives from those early, you know, and all that stuff devolved from war games. And so, yeah, I mean, in that booklet, there are really detailed maps, you know, and all these hexes about here's how these things are put together. But, yeah, I mean, they don't have a thought to, like, role-playing, really. Because, you know, I mean...
Well, and there's no thought to monster balance or making it, you know, this is probably the first adventure you would run. I don't know if the original box set came with an adventure, but this is the one that came with the GM screen. And it says it's appropriate for beginning and medium-level characters. But really, the first monsters you run into are way more powerful than you.
Yeah.
And they don't give you a sense of, like... Well, I mean, that one ran away when he was outnumbered. Well,
that's because it's up to the DM.
I just didn't want to kill you, but yeah. I mean... So here's the way it says. Hidden behind two large electronic cabinets are two hissers. Hit dice 18, 63, and 57 hit points. Armor class of 3. Attacks, they have a weapon type. They have a sonic attack. They have a mass mind and pyrokinesis.
Jesus Christ.
One of the hissers is armed with a vibro dagger, the other with a stun whip. I mean, I don't see how they don't wipe out any beginning party. Well,
especially how you... roll your stats and your hit points and everything, like... You're not going to be able to... Yeah, prepare for that.
Like you say, I think that early on in role-playing, like, it... I mean, certainly I'm sure there were games where, you know, the idea was what we know, where you take a party and everybody lives from adventure to adventure. But, like, I also think it was probably equally common just, like, hey, we're playing this, we die early, then, you know... We'll either try it again or do something else.
I mean, like, if I was to play this, because granted, somebody might, you know, first time playing a role playing game, pick up the module and go, well, they're going to have to fight these guys, 63 hit points, right. All of us die. I'm like, fuck this game, I can play this again.
Right, yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah.
Especially if someone's GMing for the first time, yeah. They're going to stick to that module.
Well, and just. A game design thing. The actual power plant that you're supposed to turn this entire place on is not where I put it at. The power plant is actually buried way down here in some corner over here.
Oh.
And so how would you have ever... I mean, you'd have to go through this completely black, fighting monsters in the dark, over here in the dark, down here in the dark, here in the dark, until you finally get over here. You don't have... I mean, you're... You know, what light sources do you have? Are you carrying torches and fighting them through in the dark throughout this whole thing?
Pretty much.
So sounds like it. That made no sense to me.
And, you know, like I say, some of that really early stuff, like it was more about the mapping than it was anything. I mean, you know, I've heard of adventures that really didn't have combat. Like, it was just a mapping game, kind of.
Which is what it felt like. Because this felt very, very empty, except for the... Hisser and those two hissers, and then all the...
Well, if you guys would have mucked around in here, there are several encounters in here.
Oh, okay.
But you guys skipped through them. There's nothing in here. You got the encounter. It's in this whole area. Has one monster.
Mm-hmm.
Over here, there was a mutated fern that would have beat the crap out of you. An extremely powerful mutated fern. And then there were other monsters sprinkled throughout.
Also, who puts, like, a security guard in behind the toilets? Like... A hallway that's in the bathroom.
Yeah. Well, it looks out on the... Yeah, I was going to say, it's connected.
Ew. I see.
But, I mean, can you... Okay, like, there's trouble in the front room, like, in the entry hall. And so the security bot... busts in, some guy's taking a shit, like, oh my god, security bot.
Please make way.
There's... you know, there was a second hallway up here that would have connected, but it seemed pretty redundant.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, this is, you know, the you know, it's
baggage claim.
It makes some things that are, you know, different so that it's like, oh, they've had some, you know, changes, and they teleport your baggage from point A to point B.
Yeah,
which, okay, well, it seems like a waste of energy to me, but conveyor belts work pretty well.
Teleport.
I liked it, though. Like, I like that kind of, like, oh, these are things from our...
I like the setting, and I like kind of the constant, like, you describing mundane things and trying to figure out what they are.
Yeah, that was cool. I really liked that part.
Yeah, so
It didn't really give you much guidelines on how to do that. It suggested you do it, but it doesn't really say...
Well, did it also specifically, like... It was specifically set up, like, these are transporter baggage claims.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool. Because I like that. Like, oh, this is a cool, like, you know, are familiar with things, but from our time. But then there's also future human stuff.
Like robot cafeteria.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. And that's also pretty cool for, like, 1981. Because that stuff isn't too far off from what we're going to be... Eventually. Not the transporter, but at least the... Shut up, Dave.
One other change I did make is
robot
that
security guards are a thing that
I made it a space elevator instead of it's just supposed to be a rocket ship that takes you up to space and then flies you back down.
Oh.
All automated, and it seemed to me like the space elevator made a lot more sense.
Yeah. Are you the tube that was out in the...
So, yeah, I mean... Ideally, it would take you to...
Is that you, Dave, or is that me?
That's you.
Okay.
It would take you to space, and then there are people in space?
There's encounters on the space station. They're really not that exciting, to be honest.
And
it's kind of a waste of time to go to space. But
and then, yeah, I mean...
we're gonna fucking blow our minds. Like, get here, like, this is boring.
And, like, you... Like, there's not, like, a big baddie at the end that, like, wraps up the encounter.
Yeah,
that's like,
what
I'm
kind of waiting for was a big baddie.
There's no plot. There's no plot at all.
It's just an exploration.
Pure exploration. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. I felt, it was like, there's nothing.
I thought that was a really interesting and really weird.
the discovery thing.
The discovery matrix.
Yeah, supposedly, so, like, what I was alluding to was, like, yeah, Numenaria.
Like.
It supposedly has mechanisms for discovery, but I haven't read the real book.
And the cool thing about their matrixes, what could have made them cool is if there were, like, intermediate steps, like, you know, when you get to this particular square that something bad is happening or that
you're going down the wrong path.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I think if someone wanted to take that idea and tweak it and make it...
narrative?
I think you could make... Yeah, it would be... First of all, it would be narrative. Second of all, like, there would be... Like, if you... You start here, if you roll a 1, which you're trying to roll low on these things, then it automatically takes you here.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like, oh yeah, you've had a flash of insight, you understand, like, you get here.
Well, and there's no skills to speak of, so...
Right.
Yeah,
right.
So there's nothing that can benefit you.
The only way to get there is
To get to the finish is you have a 10% chance.
Well, followed by, I mean...
Right.
So, one to three, 1 to 2, 1, and that gets you there.
Any caveman is going to be on par with anybody that's, like, studying all of the books of the ages.
Right. You don't... Yeah, like, if you had this and you... Yeah, like you say, if your intelligence was so high, you'd get a bonus to that. Yeah, man, I mean, like...
But, like, you... Every die roll counts for, like, 2 less than what
or roll 2 and take the best or something like that.
You know what I do like about it, though?
And, yeah, there'd be narrative. Like, okay, you got to point A. Okay, you figure out that this mechanism does this or, you know, this panel comes open and, like, oh, okay, you connect the battery pack or... that would be kind of neat.
Yeah.
One thing I do like about, though, is that the rules are extremely compact. I mean, they're thin... But, I mean, you could literally... You would buy this box, and you could sit down and play with your friends that night with an adventure. I mean it took... It's 50-some-odd pages of reading. I mean, it took me less than an hour to read it.
Sure. Right. Whereas to you know, crack open a new game system, which this was a totally new game system.
Yep.
I mean, it was certainly in some ways based on Dungeons & Dragons, but, like, it was also very different.
Mm-hmm.
On the cover, I noticed that there was... It's kind of like a spaceman. Is that what it is? No. Like, somewhere in here, there's, like, spacesuit men fighting mutants. So I'm like...
I haven't read any of the adventures or anything like that.
Okay. So I was wondering if, like... I don't know. That's why you would want to be a human, so you could be a space pilot. Like, you... Like, you came down to this world and were like, ah, shit. This place is fucked up.
Yeah, don't know.
Huh. I like the illustrations. They're fun.
Yeah, the illustrations were actually pretty cool. Like I say, as a setting, I think it's pretty neat.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of this ruined world and, like, you're trying to make sense of everyday objects and...
Well, it does make me wonder. I mean, they have... The newest edition of it came out for... Basically, it runs like 4th edition D&D. And,
huh.
I mean, I saw it on the shelves years ago, but it makes me wonder, you know, how it would play. I have no idea.
Yeah, like I say, if you took that setting and tweaked it to make...
Tighten up the rules.
Actually put some rules behind it. That whole device thing, I like the idea of, like, oh my god, I don't know what this thing does. Let's roll and figure it out. And I think that... I don't know. I think that has real possibility. I think that's kind of cool. As it's designed, it's kind of pain. God, I can't imagine going through the complex one. You wouldn't do it. I mean, just...
And every 5 steps are an hour, so...
Oh,
right,
God.
And that's it. So you would spend... I mean, and maybe it's kind of like, you know, identify in D&D. Like, you...
Mm.
You can experiment with something and kind of figure out what it does.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean,
and
I
you
could,
have knowledge checks.
Right, you have not, yeah.
And there are no skills to
there
speak
are no skills.
Of.
And so, like, if you had a tech skill that could give you a bonus on these things, or...
But living in the...
If you roll 2 ones in a roll on that D10, like, you automatically, yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, I think if you were playing a campaign, it's like, next time we find a stun gun, it's like, oh shit, it's one of those things we've already had, this is how it works.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I think as it went on, you would have less and less of that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
on the intelligence, when attempting to learn the operation of an artifact, a player may subtract a point from each die roll for every point of intelligence over 15.
Gotcha.
Players must add a point for every point of intelligence less than 7. Jeez. But that's it. Everything between 7 and 15 doesn't matter. Your stat really has no bearing on the game. That I can
Which
tell.
Is, I mean, oh, like...
Yeah. Huge failing.
Yeah, I mean, like...
It's really...
Like, I mean, the math behind 3d6, or 4d6 minus the drop the lowest, but...
Yeah, so they're pretty much just saying if you're in the... If you take a bell curve and you're 66th percentile, you're just normal. But if you're on the two edges, you're really... You're going to get something out of it, or you're going to be...
But for the vast
punished.
Majority of people, you got nothing.
Right.
I mean, and...
When does charisma ever come into play?
It's with leadership. Charisma is all about leading... this trait reflects a being's leadership ability through physical appearance, personality.
Okay.
And then it has a long section on the number of followers you get.
Interesting. So we can lead like a Mad Max bike gang.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I can't find, except for the extremes... Positive and extreme negative anywhere in here that any of your stats have any of. I don't even know why you roll them.
Was all the shattered glass on the ground like another tube that had been broke?
Was, I made that up. Mm-hmm.
That was good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Especially when you're describing like gold. I was like, okay, this is some kind of glass used in outer space, but I didn't know of what.
I figured it was a carbon nanotube coated with a glass.
The gold reflective stuff, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That's
cool.
Protected from oxidation and
right. In the sun rays and all that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Although I did read an entire, thank you very much, I did read an entire Wikipedia section on what would happen if a space elevator.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed what you heard, you can find more at geekspective.com. You can also keep up to date by liking Geekspective and Evil Is As Evil Does on Facebook and following Geekspective on Twitter.